This is On the Island, the early edition and Daybreak, a special combined provincial morning show for a Thanksgiving Monday morning. It's 8 minutes to the hour now. And by this time on the Thanksgiving weekend, many of us are well into preparations for the big meal. I suppose many of us have already had our Thanksgiving dinner earlier this weekend to fit in with everyone's work and travel schedules. But as you know, the bounty of Thanksgiving never seems to end with the dinner. The final challenge is how to handle the leftovers. Good news, though, we've brought in some help to deal with that issue. Over the past few weeks, Island listeners have been hearing from food bloggers about new twists on Thanksgiving favorites. They provided some great recipe ideas, and you can find the links to the bloggers on our website, cbc.ca/On the Island. This morning, I'm joined by another Island blogger with some suggestions for all those leftovers. Elizabeth Nyland publishes a blog called GuiltyKitchen.com, and she joins me now. Elizabeth, good morning.
Hello.
And with all your experience and skill, do you still have Thanksgiving leftovers at the end of it all?
Oh, of course. I always buy a huge turkey just so I can have the leftovers.
Yeah, you aim for the leftovers, do you?
I love the leftovers. Who doesn't like a nice turkey sandwich to take to lunch with them all week long after Thanksgiving?
Me too. I love turkey soup as well. But I don't know. Do you think some of us dread it? I mean, do we kind of get stuck in a rut just doing the same old boring turkey thing every year?
I do. I think when I was a kid, that's pretty much all we did was we ate sandwiches for the next week, just turkey sandwich after turkey sandwich, and maybe a pot pie thrown in there just to get rid of that last little bit of vegetables.
Now, your blog features a lot of creative, unusual recipes. What's on your family's Thanksgiving menu today?
We're just having the standard traditional meal. Actually, my parents are here. They're usually in Mexico by now. So we're just having the roasted turkey, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, vegetables.
But are you going to have some perhaps less traditional leftovers later on in the week? I'm reading white chili and some poached chicken
tacos. Yeah, I hope so. I've got some ideas for it. I think that we bought a huge turkey, so it's about 8 pounds. So we're probably going to have some tacos. I have a recipe on my blog for pulled chicken tacos, it's called, using a rotisserie chicken, but it would be excellent with a leftover turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Some pasta. I was thinking maybe stuffing some ravioli would be good.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Also a quesadilla, maybe. Shepherd's pie, leftover mashed potatoes don't really go with much. But
thank you. You know, I was going to ask you about that. What to do with the mashed potatoes? Shepherd's pie is a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good one. It's a quick one. If you have leftover mashed potatoes and leftover turkey, all you need to do is throw in some seasoning, some vegetables, pop it in the oven, and you're good.
What about the vegetarian alternatives? They're common these days as opposed to the traditional turkey. Any suggestions for serving up the leftover meat alternatives?
Yeah, I don't really know about that one. I'm not sure. I've never had I think I might have had the tofurkey once in my life. I'm not really sure what you could do with that.
And never again.
Besides make sandwiches.
Well, it's good to get your take on it this morning, Elizabeth. So are you up and getting at it already? Is it just for our phone call, or does the meal
have you up
for the
phone
call
and this nice coffee that I'm having?
Oh, yeah. And when do you get started then, cooking in the kitchen?
I'll be getting going pretty soon here, I think, with my 8-pound turkey.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, have a great Thanksgiving Monday, Elizabeth. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Elizabeth Nyland publishes the food blog, GuiltyKitchen.com. It's 5 minutes to 7, 5 to 8 Mountain Time. This is CBC Radio 1 in British Columbia.